Looking for a Bible to encourage the girl in your life? The NIV Kingdom Girls Bible is a beautiful new Bible that will inspire girls ages 8 to 12. It contains 400 features and colorful illustrations and highlights famous and sometimes infamous women of the Bible. Special notes will encourage girls to apply Bible passages to their lives through prayer, art, and activities. Go to NIVKingdomGirlsBible.com for a free sample and to learn more about this amazing Bible. Visit NIVKingdomGirlsBible.com today.
This is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. Welcome to the Vintage Homeschool Mom Show. Your host, Felice Gerwitz, is an author, a publisher, and your radio show host. She will encourage, educate, and inspire you with answers to your most pressing questions, from homeschool, marriage, parenting, and much more. Felice loves to equip moms to live a Christian life because every moment counts. Be sure to visit her website at mediaangels.com. And here's your host, Felice Gerwitz.
Hey everyone and welcome. My name is Felice Gerwitz and this is an episode of Vintage Homeschool Moms. This is podcast number 125 and today we're going to talk about Easter faith-filled family activities. Almost sounds like a tongue twister. And so you can find the show notes at vintagehomeschoolmoms.com. Just look for podcast 125. And today I want to thank our sponsor, which is MediaAngels.com. Please visit the website at MediaAngels.com for wonderful novels, books, and classes, all with a Christian focus. And please visit some of our other broadcasts on the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. There are lots of great episodes every week and lots of new shows coming on. And I can't wait to introduce you to all of the new podcasters that are coming this year. Well, today I want to talk about activities that teach deeper theological concepts, but to smaller children. And we want to make lasting memories, but we also want to have things that are meaningful. I do anyway. And so that's one of the, I think, faults that I have, if you will, because my kids would always say that I could turn any activity into a learning activity. And so if we can do that, what better way than celebrating Easter with the true meaning of Easter? And so one of the things that I like to do is talk about the purpose of Easter, especially in the days leading up to Easter. So I'm going to give you a few things that I look at and also want to invite you to listen to podcast 124, one that I did with Meredith Curtis, where we shared some of the ways that we celebrate Easter with our families. And so we're both in the season of having teenagers and young adults in our household, but I also have grandchildren, as does she. And so, you know, there is a mixture of some of the things that we do. So that's a great podcast, and I also have the link to that in the show notes on this episode. So there are lots of links that you'll want to look at in the show notes, and so I'm going to go through some of the activities, and you can find them again on the website. So, you know, what is the purpose of Easter? That is something that we talk about with our children, you know, the death and the resurrection. So the Easter story is one of, you know, vindication over evil. And so we talk about that. We talk about how, you know, Jesus was in the desert and was tempted by Satan and how he did not give in. And we can lead up to those days with so many different activities. The second thing to ask is, what are your goals? You know, what is it that you want your children to take away? Because if you have an idea of what you want them to learn, it really helps because it gives you a purpose and a structure. And the third thing is, what are some fun activities that you can do that are tried and true. I always love to look at things online and on Pinterest and get some ideas that way. And so some of these things I've done and some I have seen other people do. And so that's one of the things that, you know, I want to share with you. So I've broken this down into three facets. And one is the activities that you can do. Another is budget-minded activities, because those are always helpful. And recipes that you can make and some printables that are available through some links. And so, you know, as we always know that the internet, the links aren't always available, you know, years down the road. So that's one of the reasons I wanted to tape this podcast and give you some ideas that you could do whether or not, you know, these exact links are available some years down the road. They are currently available. So one of the things that we do and one of the activities that we start out with actually is some type of a fast. So what are we fasting from? It can be something as mundane as chocolate, which to me, that's not very mundane. It's pretty critical in my life, and that's usually the thing that I do give up in the 40 days leading up to Easter. The other can be some type of character flaw that you're working on, such as a bad behavior, like if a child is yelling or something like that, or having trouble getting along with a sibling. Why do we fast? We fast because it teaches us, and it teaches us as adults as well as children, to have self-control. And having self-control allows us to remember that when we're tempted or when we have a sinful behavior that we are trying to rectify. So whether it's something like fasting from candy or chips or you know, chocolate, whatever that is, it helps us to remember, and it also makes Easter Day so much more special because at that point, you know, we are celebrating. And I have to tell you that Easter has become my children's favorite holiday, even over Christmas. And we're not a really big candy family. You know, it's not something we buy or have on hand all the time. And so the fact that they get candy on Easter isn't even something, well, it is special because we don't always have it. So that is important. But it always surprised me that the children, you know, liked Easter celebrations better than Christmas when you're getting presents and having family over, although we do have a lot of family over at Easter. And I think a lot of it is because of the preparation beforehand, because it's this expectation and this countdown. At Christmas time, I wanted to do something similar, so I did do an Advent activity with my children, and I do have that available at MediaAngels.com. And that activity helped to prepare us for Christmas, because Christmas seems like it's all one big celebration leading up to Christmas. You know, there's a lot of buying presents and hiding things and you know, excitement in the air. Parties, getting together with friends and family. But with Easter, there isn't all of that type of preparation. And I think it's a holiday that is more focused on the death and resurrection of Christ. And that is such a pivotal part of our salvation and the salvation story that I'm so happy that that turns out to be the holiday that my children enjoy so well. And, you know, that's really special to us as a family. So one of the things, you know, that I'm focusing on today really is a lot of things that you can do with younger children. But also we've listed some of the things that we did with our older kids. And one of them definitely is the prayers and the, you know, scripture readings and journaling beforehand on the days leading up to Easter celebration. We're going to take a really quick break, and when we come back, I'm going to go through some activities and fun things you can do with your family to celebrate Easter with a faith-filled focus. We'll be right back. Are you looking for a Bible study for the entire family? Well, I created one after searching for months for a study that would encourage my family to have group discussions, teach life truth, as well as point to God as creator. So, since I couldn't find one, I created one. Homeschooling with Proverbs. I didn't want to zoom through the book of Proverbs in 1 month, as some suggest. Instead, I wanted to savor and meditate on the words and have the entire family on the same page. If you want a Bible study written for the entire family with specific audios and activities from pre-K to adult, look no further. This set can be used studying one lesson per month or completed in 9 months or sooner. The option is yours. In this set, you will find audios, printables, and when completed, you and your children will have a beautiful keepsake notebook. Visit homeschoolingwithproverbs.com for more information and begin studying the book of Proverbs. Allow God's word to speak to you. Welcome back. My name is Felice Gerwitz, and this is an episode of Vintage Homeschool Moms. Today, we're talking about Easter faith-filled family activities. This is podcast 125, and you can find all of the show notes and links to the activities I'm going to be sharing with you on the website. You can go to Vintage Homeschool Moms for more information. Well, one of the things I was sharing before we went to break was that, we do fast in our household from something, whether it's a character flaw. And I will tell you that is the hardest thing to get your kids to fast from or even to do yourself because we fall back into our bad habits and then we feel like we failed. So I like to do something that is more controllable, like candy or chips or whatever it is that you maybe eat on a daily basis. And just giving that up for the 40 days leading up to Easter can really help us to teach all of us self-control. And if you count the days before Easter, beginning on Ash Wednesday, which is the symbolic beginning of the Easter season, you will find that Sundays are not counted. And the reason for that, we teach our children, is because Jesus has already died and rose. And so, this is a commemorative time, and so on Sundays we can celebrate. So it's really up to you and your family what you want to do with that day. We continue to fast as much as possible. Because we really, as I shared earlier, love the fact that Easter is a time of true celebration and, there is no more fast at that point. The second thing we like to do with activities is, especially with the little kids, is something commemorative. So it could be making a little Easter garden with the tomb or something that reflects the cross and resurrection. There were some really cute ideas with paper plates. An Easter story bag, having some things that symbolize Easter and putting them in a bag and talking to them with the children. One of the things we've done is an Easter tree, and we've taken a branch and just planted it in. You can either do dirt or plaster Paris. You can take a branch that has leaves. We at this time of year, I know up north especially, you're not going to find a branch with leaves on it. We usually used a bare branch or a broken branch or take the leaves off here in Florida. And I would make all of these medallions is what I call them, and just like really yellow circles or sometimes blank circles, and let the kids color them in. And it was the, catch you being good. So doing something for others and, without the children just doing something in order to get the little medallion to put on the tree. And that really helped because a lot of times they would do things and think that I didn't see. And, moms, a lot of times our kids think that we're just oblivious. And I know sometimes we can be because we're so busy. But when I would catch the children doing things for their others, whether it was me or their dad or brother or sister, they were always surprised. And I would say, why are you so surprised? You know, I do see what's going on. And so it was a really fun activity. And by Easter morning, of course, the tree, we would hope anyway, would be covered with all of these little medallions that they would be able to color and hang on the tree. And I would just write on the back of it something that they did without being asked, like taking out the trash or making someone else's bed or clearing off the table or, you know, even some of the things that they were supposed to do that they didn't always do. Other fun activities are, you know, tie-dye types of things, or I have a link for more Christ-centered Easter activities, or a He Is Risen craft. Also, the random acts of kindness. I think this is really good. You know, it's funny because you hear all these things about paying it forward. And it's that kind of thing, you know, doing something kind for someone else and not asking for any kind of repayment, or saying, well, I did this for you and I expect you to do that for me. And so these are the kinds of things that we are happy to be able to teach our children, because it does teach them, and especially at a younger age, to think of others. It's not always easy. This is such a me society, with selfies and Instagram and Snapchat and some of the things that are out there today that are so me focused. We want our children to be able to think of others. And so I think that's a really fun activity to do. Under budget-minded activities, I have things like scavenger hunt. My kids love scavenger hunts. We used to have birthday scavenger hunts where I would lead them from one thing to another, and then at the very end, there would be a treasure, which mostly would consist of, you know, party things for each of the kids or some other thing. One time, I even had them dig something up. Never again. That was a big mess, but they loved it, and they still remember it today. So you can do all kinds of scavenger hunts, again, with things that are faith-filled or Christ-focused. Printables is another thing. There are all kinds of Easter printables out there. Be careful before you print them, because I see a lot of them are, you know, not really worth printing, especially when they say they're 30 pages and the first five on either end are, you know, advertising or just some blanks. So when you do print them out, you know, maybe just print the pages you want. I love the resurrection nature walk, looking around at all of the wonderful things that God has created. We even have what I didn't even know was a resurrection fern. At night, it goes dormant, and then in the morning and then in the day, it kind of comes alive and blooms, and it's really a cool thing to have. If you can find that, even look online to see what that looks like. It's really fun. Make your own resurrection eggs. I know they sell those in the store, and I have a link on how to do that. And then there's another link I found for preschool resurrection eggs, because sometimes the concepts are a little bit harder for the little ones. Another one that was cool was a visual parable that was something that you could work through with your kids. And one that I love fingerprint art anyway. I love those little fingerprint books where you can make a thumbprint and then create a little animal out of it with just a few little squiggly lines. Well, this one was a cross fingerprint art. And again, there's a link on the website. That was really fun because it was very, very simple. I have some recipes of things like resurrection cookies. And if you are into making the sweetbreads, there is a sweetbread that my mom used to make, and in the bread, she would make, you know, dye Easter eggs and then put them in the Easter bread. That's something that I never really liked because I didn't like the dye going in the bread, but I make the sweetbread, but just not with the eggs in it. Of course, there's, you know, dyeing the Easter eggs and, you know, explaining that the eggs are the new life So, sometimes the kids think about Easter eggs and never clue in that, no, you know, this is what this has to do with is, you know, the chicken has nothing to do with the resurrection, but the eggs are symbolic of new life. Talk to your kids, because it's always amazing to me that we do these activities year after year and they have no idea about the why. So that is something that, again, is important to do. Make sure that they understand the why behind it. Printables, I have a bunch of printables on the website, a scavenger hunt, a Lenten ebook, a Christ-centered printable, a He is Risen. There were two printables on that link. Making Words Out of Resurrection, which is for a little bit for the older kids. He is Risen puzzle, another cool thing. An empty tomb coloring page. A Christ-centered Easter book. An ABC fill-in. A Lenten countdown calendar. A He's Alive flannel set. Actually, that was really, really well. There were a couple of flannel sets that I found that were really well done. And resurrection cards. And again, these are all on other websites that I found that I thought were really well done and within what I consider the good stuff that's out there. But whatever you do for your Easter celebration and pre-Easter celebration, remember the reason why we're celebrating. Make sure you talk to your children about it. You know, read the scriptures leading up to the Easter story, because this is such a wonderful way to teach our faith to our children. You know, we have children that are moral kids, and this is another podcast I'm going to be recording soon, is raising moral kids in an immoral society. Well, I hope you've enjoyed these activities. I think that it helps us to raise kids that understand the focus of what we want to be celebrating with Easter. And I just pray that you have a wonderful Easter and that it is a blessing to your family. God bless, take care, and talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Thanks for tuning in to the Vintage Homeschool Mom Show. Visit Felice at MediaAngels.com and TheVintageHomeschoolMoms.com. Vintage Homeschool Moms is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network.